listener production.
Welcome to the Auntie Donna podcast. In this episode, we celebrate the 400th episode of the Auntie Donna podcast by going back to Sparta.
And we're doing the old song.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes, we are. Yes, we are doing the old song.
Just say we're doing the old song because it's...
Yes, as a vintage thing to celebrate.
And then, and you know, if you want more, if you want to see the visuals...
400,
If you want to see the visuals...
If you want to see the film...
No, not the film.
Don't say no!
I thought you were going to say the film... The film 300.
If you want to see the film 300.
No.
Get a Netflix subscription.
Do the Auntie Donna Club.
And go to the Auntie Donna Club, powered by Patreon.
But just clarify that you can't watch 300 on our Patreon.
Where you can't watch 300, but 400 episodes of the Auntie Donna podcast, all filmed. For your enjoyment.
When we got a camera, we...
Brave Leonidas.
Welcome to the Auntie Donna podcast.
Brave Leonidas. Brave Leonidas.
You may wonder why we had...
We shouldn't have done this
you
one first.
You kill our messenger.
You may wonder.
I'm worried about my voice.
Oh, it's all right. You'll get through
it. This is the first time in a year that we're going to bank them.
That's true. We haven't banked podcasts.
You may wonder why we're talking with this silly little voice.
Brave Leonidas died for us. And now a war of mysticism. And what do you, what is your profession?
Podcaster.
Spartans, what is your profession? I love secret thought. I am a diver.
The film $3.
No. I was in the second and third Lord of the Rings.
Yes. Here's my brother.
Who was his brother?
The guy.
006.
Everyone remembers 006, even though I did many more months of filming. I love Sigrid Thornton. She did a sea change.
You may wonder why we're talking with this silly little voice.
My wife. Brave Leonidas died. And now Sparta and pre-Greece comes together.
But you may wonder why we're talking with such silly little voice.
He's not European.
The voice
We may wonder why we are talking with such silly voices.
Yes, like we're from Greece.
Well, it's because we have... This is the 400th episode of the Auntie Donna podcast.
400 Spartans and 400 podcasts. For context, we did for the 300th episode, we did an impression of David Wenham in 300.
So now 100 episodes later, we're doing 400
Spartans.
And none of us have watched 300 since the last time we did it.
2005.
Yeah, since maybe I was 17.
I watched one clip this morning, and the comments were the most paid for a blue tick losers I've ever seen in my life.
What did they say? Read them out.
Read the comments.
Read the comments.
400, this is a celebration.
400 episodes.
Only the Spartans and Auntie Donna have ever reached 400.
What is your profession?
I'm a potter.
This is mysticism and tyranny gone mad.
Do you not remember that bard in the blue?
I watched one clip.
Why aren't you kind of playing off it?
And what do you do for a living?
I'm a potter.
Oh, not potters here.
Not a lot
of potters here.
Yeah.
Now,
you must guys have a lot of pots.
Now we have 3,000 Spartans commanding 10,000 pre-Greeks. We will take on the
pre-Greeks,
like pre-cum.
Yeah.
Before cum, there is pre-cum.
Now.
Well, yeah, but before Greece, there is little John Travolta.
Little Greeks.
A little bit of Greek. Little bit of Greek and a small Rizzo.
There's no
Greece.
Pre-Greece.
Sandy. Sandy and Danny's UK.
Yes, a large sand. No, well, post-Greece would be glass. If Greece was sandy, then post-Greece would be glass, but I guess pre-Greece would also be sandy.
Yes. 400
Spartans and 400 episodes of the Auntie Donna.
What do you do for a profession?
I'm Potter.
Potter? Ah. And you?
I'm a potter.
What do you do for a profession?
I'm Harry Potter.
Andrew. The first thing I ever saw.
Shellacazam.
Yes, the Andrew. The first thing I ever saw Gerard Butler in was a nice BBC or Channel 4 drama, limited series about jury duty. So when I watched 300,
I saw jury duty.
A man who is in a drama about jury duty, the guy from Sea Change.
400 hours of duty, jury duty. Of duty hours.
Can I just go back to Harry Potter? Because Harry Potter would be very valuable in the war.
Shibba bazoo.
No, but he'd be on the other side. They do mysticism and wear makeup.
The Persians.
With their rings and makeup.
Xerxes.
I will purposefully miss my spear and hit his cheek.
Yeah.
I will hit his cheek, but not his face.
The Persians.
To make a point.
They are all twinks.
Do you remember that bit?
The Persians are all twinks. They stand no chance against us 300 twunks.
Yes, no, where? I just got to say otters.
We're wax, so we are 300 twunks.
We're trunks.
Twigs v. Twugs.
Some are bears.
The forest of
There's a
Boromir.
Few bears.
The forest. What's in the forest of trees?
The forest of trees.
From Lord of the Ring.
Yes, I suppose Gerard Butler is a muscle bear.
Forest tree.
400 tree beards.
And 400 episodes.
299 twunks led by one muscle bear.
Yes, when I do that voice, it's like I'm getting a lot of
I think I found it. It's in the news.
I'm sorry.
I think I found it.
It's in the news.
But it's only when I talk about gay subgroups. See, 299 twugs led by one muscle bear will defeat these drag queen Persians.
And 3,000 Persians.
And 400
this really hurts.
Episodes of the Auntie Donna Pod. This is a celebration.
No. We asked our producer, Broden did, asked our producer to reach out to David Redham to record a message.
I said, don't spend more than 20 minutes doing it, though. I don't want to waste your day.
And he declined?
Yeah, I don't reckon it even got to him.
Probably
I think it
not.
Was, can we find his email? No.
Is there someone on Cameo? Get from Spot.
Mark said, is David Wenham on Cameo? And I said, I doubt it.
And I looked it up and he was not. Tell me, do you remember the story of Leonidas?
Yes.
Do you know who I reckon would be on Cameo? Like one of the personal trainers.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
The guy who made them flip tires.
You're right, you okay?
Yeah, it's hard to do.
It would be like...
Hey, man, I was one of the personal trainers on 300. You know me from my social media, and I just want to say happy birthday. Keep up with those goals, and maybe you'll be flipping tires like the brave Spartans in no
Sullivan
time.
Stapleton is available for $230.
Charge 70
more. Oh, it should
be $400.
I think he was in the second round.
The one on the seas with the beautiful French lady.
It's the same movie, but somehow not as good.
Same it's got shit.
Do you remember the brave story of Leonardo and the three turtles? The four turtles.
Raphael, yes, Donatello.
And the foot. The foot.
The foot.
The foot.
I just
love the shredder and the foot, the 400,
Burden,
the foot clan,
the foot clan.
Burden, and the, sorry, no, you go.
I'm just trying to think of other things that are four.
While you're doing the 400 or the 300, Burden, would you be able to pull up for me the YouTube? My internet's not working, so I can read those comments you asked for.
Yes, your internet's
the
not
working.
The
name of the video is...
Who is your provider?
It's more that I'm on my phone and I haven't connected to the...
You all right?
No, I'll get you to type it out. I think it will be funny
okay,
to read
I'll
it.
Okay, I'll type it into my...
What phone. Else have you done that is 400?
I'm more just under 300.
400.
But this is 400th episode of Leonidas.
At 300.
Brave
I read spot. Through all the episodes. Oh, if it's going badly, I'll just start doing that again.
Well, maybe not.
But maybe
but
yes.
But maybe not
but
as
maybe
well.
I will. Maybe.
But the story goes that he didn't.
Burden, please type in this title for the video.
Yes.
300.
Yeah.
Ending scene.
Yeah.
And... No, and motivational speech.
And when you've done that...
and then pass me the laptop.
And it's... when you've done that, I have a fan tale here that would be of some interest.
Yeah, this is great. Really indicative of what the previous 399 podcasts were about.
You do the fan tale, and then I will tell you all about this video I watched on the Uber drive here.
All right. Who am I? In pre-Greece, I led 300 Spartans.
Brave Leonidas.
Against the Persians.
Yeah,
brave Leonidas.
Stand off.
Yeah, brave
and fight for our country.
Yeah, brave Leonidas.
I asked, what is your profession? And many men responded with Potter. Who am I?
Brave Leonidas.
The answer is Brave Leonidas.
What's the next question?
Who am I? The British series of spy films based on the fictional...
007, James
yes,
Bond.
James Bond.
Get me another fence. Give me another one. Get me another
fence. Who am I? I told the tale of brave Leonidas and the 300.
Davidan.
Yes, Davidan, correct.
Davidan.
You made the film The Bank.
Yes, I did.
With Anthony LaPaglia.
And I was in Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
He played, for the listener, he played a character called Davidan on CJ.
Yes.
Ask your grandma about it.
I knew the toxic Avenger would betray us in pre-Greece. I knew.
Toxic Avenger.
It's the Persians, the toxic Avenger.
The fucked one.
Oh, yeah. He trained.
Could not hold his shield high enough.
They went to the bald queen.
They offered him spoils and sex workers.
Yes, it's true.
Gold and sex workers, and he folded.
Grapes.
Grapes and gold.
Coins of gold.
Coins and breasts aplenty. And he betrayed us.
The lust, his lustful urges.
Yes, the urges of the flesh. And he betrayed us for a blowjob and some coin.
Yes.
But it was a ripper blowjob.
It was a good blowjob.
It was a ripper blowjob.
Had to argue with him.
300 sperms came from his willy into the mouth.
Yes.
One sperm a blow.
300 sperms.
Yes. He betrayed us.
Yes, he betrayed us, but he probably wouldn't have gotten laid otherwise. Yeah.
So, you know,
he looked
for
pretty
him,
fucked.
For him, though, good.
If I put myself in his shoes, in his position, I very much may have done the same, and don't stab me.
How many episodes? Here's a question for you. How many episodes of RuPaul's Drag Race season 9 would the Persian king have to do before Michelle Visage said, "You need to wear a wig at least sometimes"?
Yes, I get
that that's your look, but you need to show variety.
It is part of the, you know, the whole kind
of... Yeah, you gotta do it at
some
point.
You can't just... Because at some point it appears lazy.
Drag is not a contest sport.
I would say 3.
You're right.
I would say episode 3.
Yes, 3 times in a row.
And I'm not
300 I'm times.
Not, I'm not just
four,
saying that.
4.
I would say it would be on the 3rd episode. She would say, "You know, I love what you're doing, but I really thought you'd
put
mix it up
wig.
By now."
Betrayed for a hand job.
Does she put on a wig?
What's that?
In the series, does she put on a wig?
Yes, on the next episode, she borrows a wig from the Fanny Queen.
Yes.
And then she reveals she's Fanny and makes it into the top 3.
Is she in this version? Is she as tall as she is in 300?
That's kind of her joke. She drops into that voice as well, but only for the sexy stuff. So she'll go, like, quite feminine, and then she'll be like, you know, someone would be like, "How's your head?" And then she would be like, "No one's ever complained."
But is she 10 times the size of a man?
Yes, but that's mostly just the heels.
Season 9 of RuPaul's Drag Race, available on Stan.
You know what I mean?
400!
I need to take a break from my voice.
Just go up. This is what I do whenever I need to rest it. I go into...
Yes.
I go mad. Davidan.
Davidan.
Yeah.
I'm
300.
I'm
Davidan. 300.
300 spots.
It just said that I move it around. I go from down the bottom of my throat up to my nose, and I hope that gets me through the hand.
Hello, I'm Davidan. 400 episodes.
Read 400 comments. 1 for each episode.
Read the comments from the YouTube. Read the video comments from the YouTube video. 300 speech
ending
motivation.
Scene and motivational speech with 5.1 million views.
Wow.
First,
is it monetized?
Well, the description is this: I do not own this video, nor did I create it. All credit goes to Warner Brothers and the studios involved in its
and
creation.
And the 300 Spartans.
Has that ever been legally proven as a way to disclaim stealing a video?
Yeah. I love and all the studios involved in it.
No. I don't think that's legally approved.
300 studios.
Oh, man.
Well, David Benham is a really underrated actor, in my opinion.
Oh, no, he's a great actor.
Very good actor.
Someone wrote, "Remember Us," full stop. And it got 4.1K likes.
Remember Us.
Remember Us.
Remember Us. The 300. Frank Miller remembered.
It was fake, though. Never happened. Someone said it's all fake.
But he said, "Remember Us."
Yeah, but it's fake. It's fictional. It's fictional.
But I remember.
Frank Miller sort of reinvented it in his own image of a sort of violent, conservative wet dream.
You can't remember it.
But
you,
I do.
Frank you Miller. Remember the movie? You remember the movie?
Yeah, I remember the 300 Spartans.
It never happened.
The guy from Rock and Roller read 300 Spartans.
No, there was a 300 Spartans. They didn't play out like.
No, this. Let's find. Look that up.
Let me read the comments.
I remember.
You remember, but you remember the movie.
I might be remembering the movie, but I read it in a book.
The power of morale should never be underestimated. That's got 533 likes. Yeah. I just love someone looking up 300 motivational speech and going, yes, the power of morale.
Should we play the speech? Oh, no. God.
I'm going to be sued.
Oh, yes. But what if we say this? We do not own this. This belongs to Warner Brothers.
The great legal
and
disclaimer.
And all of the other studios involved.
I do not give Facebook consent to monetize my profile.
Thousands of years later, and we still remember them. It truly is amazing.
See, it happened. He remembers. It was a thousand
Besides,
years
Besides, the movie ago. Came out in 2005. It was only 10 years later when they did this comment.
I remember.
I remember something. I swear I remember something.
This is good with 4,000 likes.
Yeah.
Rise of the Empire was not even close to how epic this movie.
Is that the second one?
No, I think it's the third.
There was a third? 300?
I don't know.
No, there was only two. I remember them.
Oh, this is good. A coward dies a million times, but a warrior only dies once. Never reject your masculinity.
What? Explain what?
What does that mean?
Explain that to me 400 times over.
This neck beard thinks he is masculine while he comments underneath a video titled 300 Ending Scene and Motivational Speech.
But what does he mean a coward dies 1,000 times?
Because they die little deaths by being a cuck.
So every time I watch someone fuck my wife, I'm dying a little bit?
What?
What?
According to this man...
Now, let me read. I've fact-checked 300.
Yeah, good.
Your
position was it never happened. Mine was it did, but not to the degree that it is depicted in the stories.
No, I'm not saying anyone's... I'm fact-checking
your... That's good. Making sure the goalposts are aligned.
The 300 movie made quite an impression when it was released in 2006. Yeah, I need a moment.
While you take a moment, I'll read a fact.
Yeah.
I'll read a comment. No songs, no monuments, no poems of war. But thousands of years later, we still remember them.
See?
That got 81 likes, probably because I cannot think of a battle that has more songs, monuments, and poems of war. That is one of the most recorded and celebrated battles.
I think that scene uses both music, film, and... You could argue poetry.
You could argue this film is a poem and song,
Parts of it are in stands.
There is a Spartan statue just off Sydney Road near our office.
Yes.
The based on the homonymous comic book by Frank Miller. The movie earned a huge fan base around the world. And then you can do the comic.
Greece history has made the history of the world. Every Europe nation owes their history to Greece, because ancient Greece started it all. They have the richest history in the world, and their temper, nationalism, and heroism through history is fascinating. They kept their honor till nowadays. Such an amazing country, culture, nation. My mum studied Greek history at university, and it's not enough to say that she is still head over heels in love with it. So am I. Greece has the richest history in the world, and every other nation, they may call themselves big nations, are nothing compared to them. Love from Serbia.
400 episodes.
I love it because it's an American film, arguably a greater empire by every metric.
Like the comic book.
You're right.
Like the comic book, the 300 takes inspirations from the real battle of Thermopylae and the events that took place in the year of 480.
Then
why was it called 300?
Because 300 Spartans, man.
And also
300 Spartans.
But it happened in 480. Why not take 480 Spartans?
Well, they didn't consider it 480 then.
Yes.
We've retroactively named that year 480 BC.
But why not just retroactively say it was 300 then? Why not say that?
This just
I'm lost a little bit.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, if it happened in 480, as you claim, why?
Zack Snyder's film was not shot in order to teach history lessons.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Zack got another
this
one.
Is, yeah, please.
I like how this movie is based off of actual historic events, but is also fictional at the same time.
Yeah.
The style of the movie is really good. And it has a simple message. When assholes come and try to enslave you, you fight for your freedom.
Yes. Yes, much like Rebel Moon.
Yeah.
Have you seen Rebel Moon?
No, I don't intend on watching it.
It's very bad.
Let me tell you, I'll tell you the moment I knew I wasn't going to watch Rebel Moon. I didn't know it existed, but it was about an hour into the Snyder Cut.
Yes.
I thought, I'm done with this man.
I invited some friends over and we watched Rebel Moon together and had a fun time. It's very bad.
When Aquaman went to a swim to one of my favorite Nick Cave tracks, I thought, I'm done with this film and this man.
I'm done with this man.
I don't need to watch this film. I'm in a lockdown. I need to look after my mental health.
I really enjoy trying to figure out why he makes the choices that he makes.
Yeah.
They're quite strange.
He makes the choices I would make if I didn't think much.
Yes,
I enjoyed that zombie one.
I've heard that's quite good.
Yeah.
But I really like in Rebel Moon where he's like, I like Star Wars. And in Star Wars, their swords glow. So in my movie, my swords will glow too.
You know,
without sort of going, well, in Star Wars, that's sort of this elegant ancient weapon that has all this lore behind it and an important thing and, you know, kind of...
You know, he pitched it as a Star Wars.
Yes,
movie.
No, of course. Yeah. It's why it's so obviously Star
Wars. I love the idea.
But what is an original thought? Was not Star Wars stolen from Dune?
And there was elements of it, but I would argue that George Lucas took elements, stole elements, but then sort of did his own thing with that for
fiction.
The most part. Changed things. You know, made things a little bit different and turned it into his own. Whereas Zack Snyder went, I will take Star Wars and Seven Samurai and just do those things. Just do them.
I like Seven Samurai.
Matrix is about five movies smushed together. If you see the five movies, it's all smush.
It's the difference between plagiarism and inspiration. Yeah.
Smushing.
Zack Snyder doesn't know how to smush.
He smushes with no thought, okay.
Yes.
Smush.
But you, this is all valid
favorite
criticism.
Favorite YouTube channel.
This is all valid criticism, but Colin1279 has a very profound point.
Yeah.
With 12 likes, the world needs men
okay.
like this now more than ever. And Becky2235 responded, definitely.
Yes, more strong men.
More Spartans. More men willing to stand up to the Persians.
With big, strong dicks.
I love all the people.
Strong men with strong dicks.
Men who will kill a messenger because of pride.
Yes. This generation have no strong men.
Tomorrow, when my postman comes to deliver my mail, yeah. I shall kick him in the stomach into a pit and say, for Sparta!
This is Brunswick!
I love these guys, and I love the idea that if Leonidas was around today, he would be on YouTube watching 300 motivational speech.
Yeah.
Every one of the people commenting on this video, except the nice ones, they sounded all right.
Yeah,
but everyone commenting on this video is the little Toxic Avenger man.
Yeah,
they're always like, bring back the 300 Spartans.
Yeah.
It's like, he would kick you into a pit. If the 300 came back, they would kick you into a pit, you nerd.
Why are you commenting on a YouTube?
He was so fucked looking.
Greatest speech I ever heard.
They didn't have to make him look that fucked.
Who?
The fucked one in 300.
Yeah, he's grotesque.
He didn't have to be that fucked.
What a beautiful movie. What a amazing artist is Zack Snyder.
Yes,
I'm done with this.
As Aquaman went into the water to the tunes of one of Nick Cave's most popular songs, I thought, I'm done here.
I don't need to see Joker in the desert.
Or the green goblin in fucking Zack Snyder's front yard.
From Mark on 400 episodes.
Tell us about Brave Leonidas.
Oh, he picks up a Nerf gun.
Sorry, Mark. I kept interrupting whenever I saw a good comment.
A speech from Mark.
Tell us of Brave Leonidas.
Brave Leonidas.
And just the podcast and how you know.
What do you want me to... I can't give... Do you want
inspire
a speech about
us
those?
For 400 more.
Inspire us for 400 more, Mark.
Maybe
when I leave this town, Sean McAuliffe will come back and get Sigourney Weaver.
Sea change. When I first heard that we got to 400.
Yes,
400.
On a podcast, I thought, well, that's a lot of episodes.
Yeah.
And then when someone pitched the idea of let's just do what we did for 300, 400. I thought, that doesn't quite work. But here we are. 400.
Episodes.
And you know.
Yeah.
It's, you know, here's to 400 more.
Could I do a speech?
Please, we'll all do a speech.
Yeah. I just wanted to say I know a lot of you have come from interstate and out of town.
So thank you
for making the trip.
You
know, I remember when you boys were in your late teens and early 20s. So to be here at our 400th episode is very exciting. Also, I think for our 500th episode, we should all wear capes and little leather underpants.
Yes.
There's a bit in this motivational speech. This is the last thing I'll say.
Yes.
There's a bit in this motivational speech where it's all in mid-shot. It's all in mid-shot and close-up. And then he goes, now we will defeat the Spartans. And it zooms out. And without the context of the rest of the movie, And he goes to fight this Persian, yes. Without the context of the rest of the movie, it is like a jump scare. Just David Wenham in little leather underpants.
Little pants.
Doing a run. That's all I...
Great. Are you okay?
Yes.
I'll tell you something. I remember when we started this podcast.
Speech!
Brave Leonidas.
Speech! Brave Leonidas.
Firstly, thank you to the venue. Done a wonderful thing.
Speech!
I remember when we were like, podcasting's a thing. Maybe we try doing that.
Yeah.
And we went up into a small little cubby house at the first stupid old...
It wasn't really a cubby house. It was indoors, but by all definitions, it looked like a cubby house.
Built by Andy Matthews' brother.
Yeah, built it. You had to crawl in and lower your head to get in. And we recorded the episodes, and we thought... Well, who would have thought 400 episodes? I remember doing the 300 one. That feels recently. Yeah. So, here, pick up your drinks.
And your guns.
And here's to 300.
400
more. Oh. And to the dear listeners who have been here from the beginning...
He got a message on his phone.
I'm getting a lot of spam. I think there was a leak.
My
former...
Does Apple do like a spam blocker?
I think I need to look into it.
Yeah.
But to the people who've been here for 400.
400.
Pissing and moaning the whole way. Here's to 400 more. Improvisational comedy podcast.
Yeah.
More opportunities for you to complain about free content.
Yeah.
400
things to do at your to listen to.
Join us next week for the 400th episode, part 2, where we will be enjoying tea cake and celebrating.
You've been listening to the Auntie Donna podcast. Thanks for joining us for another RIP episode brought to you by AuntieDonnaClub.com. See you next week.
Listener.